on this episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid, the Democrats' new voting bloc are cat-eating migrants. Yeah, it is sickening. Also, illegals getting caught registering to vote and stealing identities. We're going to break all that down on the eve of the first presidential debate, President Trump versus Kamala Harris. It is about to get real. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Monday edition of the show today, and I need you to help us get this party started by rumbling this video. You guys know how to do that. That is the thumbs up on the browser. That is the thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of these Rumble leaderboards because it is the only place that we belong. So we got a big program for you. First week, back in the swing of things. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too, and let's go. Hello, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Monday. It is September 9th, and I am joined in studio by the one and only, I call him Ye of Little Faith, producer Frankie, because, you know, I do this very loud introduction, and sometimes if I've been doing a lot of talking, because I'm doing America First Republicans meetings, because I'm doing IACRL meetings, I'm giving speeches, I'm rallying troops, I'm getting votes, I'm saving Italian heritage. If I do that, sometimes my voice might be a little bit, you know, tired. My voice, not my person, but my voice. And Frankie goes, how are you going to get through the show? But I go, Frankie, do you understand that we're built for this shit? And it's destiny that we get the show done. Frankie, are you fired up and are you inspired now?
No, I'm so inspired. So inspired. Expired. Not expired. Your voice is expired. Great to be here, Mike. Great to be here.
Well, listen, I'm going to get that voice fixed. It's all going to be fine. It's only because of the introduction yell. Frankie, hit that multi-view for me if you could. Get the flow of the show. Obviously, you guys know, first full week back live here. You know, we came back on Friday and now we're back today. And what a time to be back with the debates upon us tomorrow. We are at the eve of the first presidential debate between President Trump and Kamala Harris. And the question is, will there be more than one debate? We're going to talk about that in the show. But I believe that with the way things are going right now, with the way the Democrats are priming the narrative, okay, for Election Day. It's a close race. The polls are tight when they're really not, but the illegals are good and they're savaging cities and they're eating ducks and they're eating cats. And I'm not talking about like duck that you get in a five-star restaurant. I'm talking about literally going to a park, grabbing a duck and a bird by the beak and skewering it and cooking it on the street. That's what the Democrat Party is enabling right now. We have a very troubling clip to show you. But just so you understand how this is the number one problem on the minds of every single voter, I see city council meetings all over the country. There's too many clips to count at this point of people going to city council meetings, mostly black people who are showing up and saying, why are the illegal immigrants in our communities sucking up our resources, now forming gangs on the streets, committing petty and intermediate crime, and obviously in many cases disgusting, heinous, lethal crime in the most egregious and grotesque ways. I'm talking killing children, I'm talking killing young girls, I'm talking killing cops. These people know no bounds, because when you import the third world, you become the third world. It's really funny because over the weekend we had an America First Republican event in Bergen County, New Jersey, and there was a reporter there from NJ.com Media, and they were doing like a hit piece on me, so he wanted to interview me. True story. Brings me outside, and one of the first questions he asked me was why I called the illegal immigrants vermin. I said, hold on a minute. I said, people who come into this country who bastardize our system saying they want to seek asylum, and then they go in, commit heinous, disgusting crime and take the resources, okay, all at the same time and leech off the system. Yeah, I'd call those people vermin, and I think 99.9% of the population would too. But the Democrats are extremely tone deaf, and they're not wanting to, I guess you could say, agitate their new voting bloc, the Democrat illegal voting bloc, because listening to Chuck Schumer over the weekend, seems like they're not very worried about a narrative or the way that people, voters, actually feel. Frankie, roll it.
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
Or however many undocumented there are here. I actually saw that clip and my jaw dropped, because I said to myself, I said, wait a minute. however many there are here, are you just admitting the conspiracy out loud? Another thing this reporter talked to me about, he said, Mike, you know, you've been pushing this, you know, nationalist, extremist, great replacement conspiracy theory. I said, first of all, you want to talk about great replacement conspiracy theory? All you have to do is look at voters being diluted, meaning that if you want to give people citizenship, okay, then they become voters. If one political party is getting them in and getting them into the system and getting them, you know, acclimated to become citizens, they would get voting rights. When they get voting rights, that is diluting the voting rights of the people who have been here for their entire lives. And then, yeah, that's called a replacement. Frank, you have something to say? Yes.
Yeah, no, there's actually one thing I actually enjoyed about Chuck Schumer's little speech there, and that is that the term dreamers was nonsense from the beginning when Obama would say, I mean, it was all nonsense and it was just an excuse. Like, look at these people. They're trying to get into our country to just rise up the ranks and become better with their family and, you know, get food on the table. Yeah, it was all nonsense. And now they're just like, yeah, the dreamers and everyone else. Okay, so the dreamer term is out the in the garbage. It's just like, come on.
Well, it's extremely, as Frankie's saying, it's actually a great point, Frankie. It's extreme propaganda when they use the word dreamer. You tell me, is this individual you're about to see a dreamer? Okay, or is she dreaming of lunch? And because she's from a third world chill country, she got her hands on a house cat and cooked it for dinner. No, you're probably saying, what? No, these are the people that the Democrats lump in as dreamers. Look at this body cam footage in the Ohio. I believe this is in Ohio. Yes. Okay. Migrant woman. Look what happens. Roll it.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat?
Smile for me.
Smile with your teeth.
Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it? Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with me.
Did you see her eating it? She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You can call the Humane Society, see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
So bad. Yeah, yeah. The dreamers. Those are the dreamers. Okay, at this point. And Frankie, it's really funny because Frankie did turn me on to this account. Frankie turned me on to this account. It's called Frankie, get the actual at of it so yeah. I can say it right because we have to give them a shout out credit. But this account chronicles the migrants in Europe, okay? And the migrants in Europe obviously are fivefold what the migrants are in America. I know that's hard to believe. But in that, on that page that Frankie showed me, the migrants were cooking cats and dogs on the side street, okay? Literally was lighting a little fire and they were cooking cats and dogs to a charred crisp and eating it. That's becoming a trend because, again, President Trump said these people are coming in from hundreds of different countries, countries in which we can't, we don't even have translators. We don't even know what language they speak. We don't know anything about them. So, yeah, in these countries, people do things like eat dogs and cats. And now it's a normalized behavior where the police officers, instead of responding to real crime, where people are committing crime, you know, citizen on citizen violence, which will always happen in any society, and the police officers are hired to regulate that on a per capita basis in a community, okay, so there's enough police officers to cover the amount of crime, right? Now police officers have to respond to incidents, and I'm not talking about one isolated incident, I'm talking about this is dozens and hundreds of incidents of migrants eating wild animals and house pets. Frankie, yes.
Yeah, no, the Twitter is at Radio Genoa, G-E-N-O-A. And they, yeah, this guy just covers everything yeah. in Europe. It's disgusting. It's coming here.
Yeah. So it's funny because, you know, Frankie put me onto that when he was on his honeymoon last week, beginning of last week. And since that time, okay, meaning over the weekend, like from that time to over the weekend, all of a sudden I'm seeing this popping up of incidents of people eating cats, dogs, wild ducks, and geese. Okay, they're literally in the park. There's a thing in Flushing, Queens, Frankie. Flushing, Queens. And it's a migrant holding a bird by the beak
yeah.
and twisting the neck. And somebody walks up and goes, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, put the bird down. And they're literally like, you know, coming at this guy. This is sick stuff. But the Democrat Party is not interested in talking about it. The Democrat Party wants these people as the voters. The Democrat Party will lower the expectations for the debate. The Democrat Party will make every excuse in the world why Kamala Harris will not condemn these people because you can't condemn them too hard because they need them. They're a central focal point of the plan. You know, it's not a focal point of the plan, having a good debate. You know, it's not a focal point of the plan, having a robust platform. Just listen to the way that Kamala Harris's surrogates are talking about it on MSNBC over the weekend. weekend, Frankie Rollett?
Well, look, all jokes aside, we are taking this extremely seriously. Donald Trump is a skilled debater. He has been in the most presidential debates of any candidate in presidential history. This will be the vice president's first presidential debate as the nominee. And so, you know, we know that Donald Trump is preparing, as he has been for weeks. And so he's going to come ready.
Oh, so they are doing a little thing I call lowering the expectations. Because when do you ever see them giving Donald Trump compliments? When do you ever see them ever saying that he's good at anything? I mean, this guy's the worst guy. He's literally the modern day Hitler, right? They say. But all of a sudden, he's a very skilled debater and he's very good at debating and he's very good at figuring that out and he's very good at talking. All of a sudden, they're saying that. Oh, that's because they didn't get their way with the microphones not being muted, because Kamala Harris's number one line, the only thing she would have done was do the, hey, Mr. President, I'm speaking. I'm a, you know, sassy black woman. And the fact that you interrupt me in a debate means that you have no respect for the black woman, even though in the history of debates, in every single country's history of debates, in every debate ever, usually one candidate would interrupt the other. But when Trump interrupts Kamala, okay, then that is actually a disrespect to the entire black woman population. Do you see what they want to do? So they can't do that. So now they got to lower expectations. And they can't talk about migrants, no. They can't talk about foreign policy, no. Because the record is so unequivocally and disgustingly bad. Now, I've been saying online that President Trump needs to hit the Afghanistan withdrawal hard. Needs to hit that hard, because that was one of the biggest disasters in the history of our country. And I think they know that President Trump is about to talk about that because, I think they know they're going to talk about that because all of a sudden, Kamala is putting out these things that President Trump called Taliban leaders for a meeting at Camp David. But listen to what Kamala says. And obviously, this is a lie. I mean, Kamala Harris, you just listen and she's just lying through her teeth when you listen to it, right, Frankie? It's like this smacks of inauthenticity. But listen to, you know, they always say vice president is supposed to be the last person in the room before the president makes a consequential decision. Listen to this on the Afghanistan disaster withdrawal. Roll, Frankie.
You just made a really big decision. Afghanistan.
Yes.
Were you the last person in the room?
Yes.
And you feel comfortable?
I do. And I'm going to add to that. This is a president who has an extraordinary amount of courage.
Oh, I believe that Kamala Harris thought she was saying the right thing, but she doesn't even know if she's saying the right thing. I actually hear from my sources, I hear that Kamala Harris, one, drinks heavy amounts of alcohol, that's been confirmed, and two, that she's extremely unsure of herself, and she does a lot of Xanax. She's a very worried, nervous person. That's what I hear. And the whole act, the whole thing, the bravado when she shows it, she's really not even good at doing that because she's really just very unsure of herself. Right place, right time, only candidate, and there you go. Double confirmed. I also hear some other things about her and her, you know, we'll call them, the Willie Brownism.
The beard.
So that's Kamala Harris for you. Now, listen to the way the Democrats are on defense about the Afghanistan withdrawal. Again, when President Trump was the commander-in-chief, our troops were not put in harm's way because President Trump, this is a great story he should tell on the stage to everybody, he tells it at the rallies all the time, was that he said to the leader of the Taliban, "What is this?" And he looks at the picture and he goes, "That is my house. Why do you send me a picture of your house?" And he says, "Well, you have to figure that one out for yourself. But if you touch a hair on the troops of the heads of our troops, then you'll find out why I'm sending you a picture of your house." Hilarious, brilliant, works. And not one troop was harmed. Now, the Democrats say, well, President Trump invited the Taliban leaders to Camp David. To negotiate a peace deal to where they would not be inflicting any type of issues or pain or offensives against us and our allies. Yeah, that's how you make deals. You don't want death and destruction and perpetual war. So you bring these people to the table and you say, here are the terms. This is the deal and it's done. Don't you want a peace deal no matter what? What's the end game? All out nuclear war? But listen to the way the Democrats defend their horrific foreign policy. Is this what Kamala's going to do on the debate stage? Roll, Frankie.
Tomorrow, we expect the House Foreign Affairs Committee to release the findings of its 3-year investigation into what happened. How does Kamala Harris defend what we all saw?
First of all, of course, I haven't seen what's in the report coming out tomorrow, but I do have a question about what they're doing over there. If they've had 3 years to assess what happened, why are they delivering a report after Labor Day in a presidential election year? I think it really feeds in to a sense that this is something they're using as a political football.
So you see a political football. The fact that members of our armed forces were killed senselessly is a political football. Well, she says she was the last woman in the room. So all of these things, obviously, when it comes to our foreign policy, when it comes to importing the third world, obviously from countries, many of which who hate us, they're coming in and bastardizing the system. That's not dreamers, okay? A dreamer is somebody who would want to be part of the country. No. They are importing their voters. They are importing their voters. And it is now popping up. And President Trump pointed this out, but there's other reporting out there that illegals right now have been caught pleading guilty. This is happening in multiple jurisdictions around the country right now. It's very quiet, but it is going to become a big thing. It's like bubbling up right now. I'm giving this to you. And then in Fox News in 3 weeks, they'll talk about it in 3 weeks. You see this, Frankie? Is that there are instances right now in this country of illegal immigrants being charged with identity theft, meaning they are attempting to register to vote by attempting to steal somebody's identity. Where there is smoke, there is fire. If you catch 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that becomes 50, that becomes 1,000, that becomes 10,000. And guess what? 40,000, 50,000 votes across the country in certain very well-picked areas. That's enough to tilt an entire presidential election. Do you understand what's going on? And then President Trump says in an interview by Tucker Carlson of an election expert indicates that 20% of the mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania are fraudulent. Here we go again. Where is the U.S. Attorney General and the FBI to investigate? Where is the Pennsylvania Republican Party? We will win Pennsylvania by a lot unless the Democrats are allowed to cheat. The RNC must activate now. I'm telling you, I'm talking to people. Apparently, there's a very robust operation. Apparently, there's going to be a lot of lawyers on the ground from September on through the election day. Listen, we saw how they cheated. We saw how they broke the rules. We saw how they disobeyed the law directly. And they didn't care because there was no recourse because they were allowed to cheat. And we did not have our ducks in a row. That cannot happen this time around. We know what they do. If we are not ready from every single legal avenue imaginable, with every single political push point imaginable, then we will not have a country. And if we let them steal it, then there will be nobody to blame but our own apparatus. I'm telling you, they're registering illegals. The illegals are getting caught. We need to be extremely vigilant of that and have the most unprecedented poll challenging operation and voter registration audit that we've ever had. We're going to keep following this. But when the Democrats don't talk about policy at all, and then you see stories like this, you go, wait a minute. Why would they be giving a pass to the cat-eating psychos coming in? Interesting. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
We saw it coming. Right. It hits Europe first.
We saw it coming. Hits Europe first. Frank, you got that line from me. but it is very true. But all right, guys, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank you guys for watching. So appreciative of all of the amazing support that you guys have showed us, okay? I want to thank you for that. I want to thank our sponsors, okay? And we have a brand new sponsor, first and foremost, brand new, Frankie, so don't be so hard on yourself. It's okay. And then we're going to do Armra. But our first sponsor of the show today are our friends at MyVitalC. Because if you're over the age of 35 and like the typical American, you start to feel so tired around noon, your ability to focus just keeps getting worse and worse as you get older. For energy, you probably have tried coffee, tea, or even worse, one of those sugary drinks that promises energy for hours, but they just don't work and your focus never improves. I don't want to even think about the crash that happens after they wear off. I can pretty much guarantee that what I'm about to share with you, you have never heard of. This supplement is based on a molecule Big Pharma does not want you to know about because Big Pharma knows how effective it is. If they cannot make any money off of it, then they stifle it. In my case, this is the strongest and easiest focus and energy supplement that I've ever tried. And unlike caffeine, tea, or any other addictive supplement, I don't crash afterwards. And I surprisingly sleep better at night, even though I take it in the morning. Add it that to its history, dramatically extending the lives of test subjects. And you know what? I think it is a winner all around. It is called MyVitalC, and it is made with just two ingredients. Olive oil, okay, we're Italian, so obviously we're going to, you know, hawk a supplement that has olive oil. And A powerful nano antioxidant, 125 times more powerful than vitamin C. It is called ESS60. It is also backed by a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Just go to myvitalc.com/LFA. That's myvitalc.com/LFA. And you will find my coupon code, okay, to go get an additional 15% off your order. Guys, go get that today. It is amazing, energetic. Olive oil. We love olive oil. Okay, it's coursing through our veins. Me and Frankie as Italians. And now a word from our next sponsor. You guys know them and love them. Our friends at over at Armra Colostrum, tryarmra.com/LFA. Roll it, Frankie.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. Skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice. I replaced it all with this Armra Colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
You wanna try it? Tryarmra.com.
All right, guys, tryarmra.com, and make sure you go ahead and also go to the LFA TV store, guys. LFATV.us right now. LFATV.us. Go donate, go contribute, go support us, and we will greatly appreciate it if you do. LFA TV, obviously your favorite network. We got so much great gear. We got the Rise of Coffee, the hats, the mugs, the t-shirts, everything you could ever imagine. Okay, it's there. It's beautiful. New designs all the time. And if you become a monthly donor, you keep the show in the air through Election Day. Okay, and when I say through, I mean after, because you know that there's going to be some crazy stuff even after November through December. So guys, we are ready for it. We are excited to be bringing you this coverage as we head into the debate tomorrow. And Frankie, how are we doing, my friend?
We're doing fantastic, Mike. What do you mean? We're live. I'm happy.
Well, we're live. We're in action. And I want to make an announcement to you guys. Okay? Because a lot of you guys have been saying, where is the live chat? Where is the chat? Why aren't you chatting? Here's the deal, guys. Frankie and I do this, and we work very hard. Okay? And we're not, you know, you're probably so used to people on television making tons of money, and you just don't think about it. You're watching the program. You're watching the show. And it's just there, right? It's just there. It's a thing. Frankie and I are grinding, and expenses are going up. The bills are going up. We have this beautiful studio. Show them the studio, Frankie. And we need to be able to stay on the air. We need to be able to afford to stay on the air. And we also need to expand what we're doing in multiple areas. So we are going to start, okay? We are going to start a locals channel, okay? It is going to be on rumble.com/crispy, so make sure you're subscribed there right now. The button will be live soon. We are going to start a locals channel, and all audience interaction will be through the locals channel, meaning everything we do, call-ins, live chat shows, we'll even bring in fans on video conference call, okay, bringing you on via Zoom so you can join us as if you're a guest on the show. We're going to do all sorts of stuff once we get that locals community up and running, which should be by next week, I believe. So today's Monday, the 9th, so by next week, we should have that up and running. Guys, it's something that we need to do. Also, we have more sponsors, as you could hear, because again, LFA TV, Jeremy has been working very hard to keep this network afloat. We don't have the big pharma dollars. And listen, we love you all, but you know, I think some people, very small amount, they take for granted running something like this, okay? Because they're just thinking that cable companies are millions of dollars. It just happens. They just get it, okay? So guys, just bear with us. Obviously, as we build, as LFA TV stays afloat, as they attack us, as they try to demonetize us, as they try to take our sponsors, as the sponsors are kind of bootstrapped because of, you know, Bidenflation. So we need everything we can get. So we love interacting with you. We really appreciate it. But we only have 1 hour to do this show. And we need to fit in all of the new sponsors. And we need to fit in, you know, the content that we want to show you. That's the most important thing, is the content. Because I need to arm you with the information. I love saying hello to everybody. Okay, I love doing that, but arming everyone with the information is what the vast majority of this audience, okay, wants. They want the info. Now, again, a lot of you want to chat, and a lot of you want to talk, and I love that too. I love you guys. I saw many of you guys at the America First event in Paramus. We had about 5 or 6 people who watched the show every day who were there, about 100-plus people there total. We're going to do that. We're just going to do it on locals. We air the show every night on our personal Rumble channel. And we are also going to do a locals channel there where we do this, and it's going to be amazing. Frankie, is there anything I missed?
Nope, that pretty much hit it. Good to go.
So we hope you guys can understand. We're trying to level with you. We're an audience. We've been together for years, And we hope you'll understand where we're at right now and how we're all bootstrapped, how we're all tight. And that is why, again, as a network that's funded by viewers like you and mom and pop sponsors, this is what we must do. Okay, otherwise, we just can't afford to stay on the air. So we appreciate you guys understanding where we're at with that as we keep growing. All right, Frankie. Story.
All right. Thank you, Arthur. On in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. And, you know, we continue to talk about tomorrow being a debate day coming upon us. And it's not only the fact that Democrats' platform is obviously enable and protect illegals and look the other way on voter fraud, but how about the surrogates who are out there speaking for Kamala Harris right now? How about the Democrat Party apparatus that continues to make the case of why a Democrat should be president? There are many examples over just the past 72 hours that I want to show you right now. This is where we're at. So a lot of people don't know who this guy Joe Biden is. Have you heard of this guy Joe Biden, Frankie?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. He's been the president for the last 3.7 years. All of a sudden, nobody talks about him anymore. And that's obviously in coordinated fashion, except for on Friday when Hunter Biden had his guilty plea. Okay, he had his guilty plea, which I'm going to tell you in a minute why I think that's BS. Okay, but this is what Biden does on the stump. This was Biden on the stump over the weekend. The gibberish, the lies, the unbelievable lowest common denominator points, not talking about the economy or migrants or foreign policy or anything like that. No. Talking about some unsubstantiated fake news story, and he babbles and he screams, and then he says he's going to fight and beat up Trump. This is, okay, the party of peace and love and tolerance and truth. Roll it, Frankie.
But my predecessor doesn't get it. He refused to visit an American cemetery in France that I was just near because, according to his own chief of staff, a four-star Marine general, Trump said those servicemen buried there are suckers and losers. My son died because of a year in Iraq. I'm just happy, and I mean this in front of my heart. I'm glad I wasn't there. I think I would have done something. No, I think you would have too.
What is that? What is that, Frankie? What is that? He goes, my son died, and then he's about to say in combat, okay, and he stops himself for literally 30-second pause, okay? If anybody else, 30-second pause. Trump pauses for dramatic effects, and they say he has a brain problem. Biden pauses for dramatic effect, and it's obvious that he's trying not to say the rehearsed lie, okay, that his son died in Iraq. He did not die in Iraq. He died of cancer, which I guess some people said was a byproduct of his service, but he didn't die in Iraq, and then he said he would have done something. Like, what would you have done? When he said, I would take him behind the back of the gym, how many times has Biden physically threatened Trump? It's actually a joke. It's like, relax, angry old man. Go eat your applesauce. Yes, Frank.
Yeah, it's just like, he should be mad at the generals, right? Because all he talks about is like, oh, my. Well, first it was combat, but now he's like, you know, figured it out because his advisors had said, listen, he didn't die in combat. He died of cancer from a burn
pit. You
have
to stop saying that.
But like,
yes. Yes.
Be mad at the generals during George W. Bush's, like, it's so irrelevant. Obama's term, like, it's a burn pit. Like, that was not a presidential decision. It's these generals making, oh, we're just going to burn everything. Whose problem is that? Not Trump's. Certainly not Trump's. Get out of here. And also, after he got shot in the head, so, you think they just stop with the lies of this, like, suckers and losers. But no. Keep it going. Keep it going.
You're absolutely right, Frankie. They actually are continuing to inflame it to the lowest common denominator. And I always say this about when they talk about these unsubstantiated stories with Trump. He's the most photographed and videographed man who gives the most press access in the history of a presidential candidate. But apparently all these scandalous moments are all behind closed doors when the cameras aren't running. It's just like, oh, okay, yeah. So like the 10% of the time where he's not photographed or videographed, that's when he's doing and saying all these heinous things. Yeah, okay. And how about this whole thing about Hunter Biden and the guilty plea? Who's buying the Hunter Biden guilty plea? Who's buying it? I mean, you really, like, people are upset that we weren't talking about it enough on the show on Friday. And I just went, it's not even a story. Actually, Peter Ducey makes a very good point about it. This was in the aftermath of it during the afternoon. Here's what he said. And I looked at this and I went, yes. Spot on. Let me tell you why. Roll this, Frankie.
So President Biden says now he's not going to pardon or commute Hunter. But remember, he also told us just this summer that he was not going to drop out of the presidential election. And he did. Charles.
Peter Ducey, great points at the White House.
So here's the thing. It has been repeatedly, like, listen to what the Democrats, oh my gosh, Hunter Biden is guilty. I can't believe it. It's like, guys, come on. You think that he's not going to pardon Hunter Biden. You don't think that he took the guilty plea so this can be off the table in a debate. You don't think he has a guilty plea so Trump can't use it in the next 57 days. You don't think he has the guilty plea so they can't say Kamala Harris in their debates. Well, of course there's an equal application of justice because we try to lock up President Trump for nothing, but Hunter Biden, who has been 100% proven to be engaged with foreign oligarchs, okay, making hundreds of millions of dollars, in which most of it was kicked up to Joe Biden himself. Oh no, it's equal because Hunter Biden was found guilty and he pled guilty because that's the system and it holds up and everyone's held equal under accountable under the law. And then on the last day of Biden's illegitimate regime, you don't think he's going to pardon Hunter Biden. Oh, but Mike, he said, and Jean-Pierre said they're not going to do it. Are you kidding me? Of course they're going to pardon Hunter Biden. Of course. Could you be so stupid to go, wow, the White House said they're not going to do it. Of course he's going to do it. Of course he's going to pardon him. They said, Hunter, you've been in a lot of shit, but you've made a lot of money, and Joe Biden's made a lot of money. You've all made a lot of money, and everything's going to be okay, but you got to make this guilty plea right now. That's what's happening. Because they can't defend that. They can't defend the policies either. Bernie Sanders, another big surrogate for Kamala right now. When Tim Walz got picked, Bernie was ecstatic. Bernie said, wow, this guy totally embodies Democrat socialism. Tim Walz is the worst of the worst. Literally, and I have no mercy, the Lincoln Project put me in one of their ads. Do you see that, Frankie? The Lincoln Project.
Badge of honor.
My Gus Walz, Tim Walz, you know, the Walz family, put that in a tweet. I mean, sorry, they put it in an ad that they tweeted out, like an ad they did. So the Lincoln Project is now doing that. Badge of honor. Whenever you're against pedophiles, that's a good thing, okay? Whenever you're against pedophiles, pretty much a good thing. So I wear the badge of honor that the pedophiles are against me. That's good. And I also wear it as badge of honor that the people who boost up Tim Walz and Kamala, but particularly Tim Walz, that's why he's on board, Bernie Sanders, says stuff like this. I'm glad to be on the other side of this. Roll, Frankie.
Described Vice President Kamala Harris as a progressive. She has previously supported Medicare for all. Now she does not. She's previously supported a ban on fracking. Now she does not. These, Senator, are ideas that you have campaigned on. Do you think that she is abandoning her progressive ideals?
No, I don't think she's abandoning her ideals. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and doing what she thinks is right in order to win the election. My own view is slightly different. I think that in America today, there are a lot of people, rural people, working class people, who no longer believe that the United States Congress and government represents their interests, who are dominated by big money interests. So I think that there is something wrong personally when we are the only
Bernie Sanders not worried about it one bit. And you know, it's funny. Bernie, yes, Frankie.
You know, it's just, you can't ignore when, you know, imagine Trump, someone that supports Trump is like, oh, he's just saying this because it's a good thing to get elected on, but after, it'll be fine. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, she's just saying it because it's good to for voters. But then what? You know what I mean? It's the same with like packing the Supreme Court. It's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Red flag.
Oh, what are you gonna do, Frankie? What are you gonna, you know, they would ask Biden, are you gonna pack the Supreme Court? And he literally is so stupid and he was so shot. He goes, I'll tell you after the election what my plan is. What? Like, it's just like, it's like the stupidest thing. So obviously, we see this, and obviously, Kamala is spoon-fed and scripted what to say because there is no ideals. And when I say spoon-fed and scripted, I actually noticed this. This is an interview that Kamala Harris was doing on the radio, okay, over the weekend. Now, again, how many interviews does Kamala Harris give? They're like, oh, Kamala Harris has not given a sit-down interview. That's 100% true. So now they're putting Kamala Harris on the radio. And when they put her on the radio, obviously she's not on video. And when she's not on video, she could do this thing, you know, like get the questions in advance and have her answers written for her. And you're probably saying, Mike, what do you mean have her answers written for her? That's like a conspiracy. What are you talking about? Listen closely, and you can hear the page turning in her interview. Just listen to this. Roll
for this time to address Hispanic Americans who may be on the fence about which way to vote on November 5th.
Listen, I think that it's time to move forward and to chart a new way forward. What? And we need to turn the page on this Trump era, you know, this person who
Oh, man. So you hear there her ruffling through her pages, and she flips the page. Frankie, do an example of a page flip. Right
you know, Mike, we just need to stop with this.
Do it.
Rhetoric. The Trump rhetoric is turn the page.
Wait, Frankie. And then Frankie, she goes like this. She goes, we need to turns the page. Turn the page. Like, she's so bad. Like, she can't even use another word. Like, we need to, like, move on. We need to, like, grow the country. She literally doesn't know what to say other than what she's actually doing, and that's turning a physical page in a book of notes.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Again, from my sources and the people who tell me, who know Kamala, say that she is unwilling to prepare, unwilling to learn, unwilling to study, unwilling to listen to people, unwilling to work hard, unwilling to be in meetings. Everything they say Donald Trump was. Remember that? Trump shows up late. He watches news all day. He's not working. The guy literally was up 24/7 for the country. Kamala Harris has a track record of being the laziest MF-er, okay, ever. Takes Xanax and drinks heavily. Doesn't do interviews, and we know it's because she's unwilling to prepare for one. Has to do a debate. She's going to do one debate and try to get out of it. But nobody's saying anything about this. But her surrogates are out there talking. And the best thing is, like, her surrogates, I listen to them talk, and I go, are they trying to win independent voters or not? Like, Democrats like Biden, when Biden ran, he was like, I'm going to win independent voters. Remember that? I'm going to win independent voters. Hillary Clinton even was like, I'm going to win, you know, people who don't like Trump and they're afraid of Trump. And it's like the Kamala people aren't even trying to do that. Raphael Warnock over the weekend. How's Kamala Harris feel about guns? President Trump should bring this up in the debate. Will Kamala Harris the people who control Kamala Harris go around and confiscate your firearms? Roll it.
Should she also be, in your opinion, supporting a mandatory gun buyback program?
Listen, we're not going to be able to get where we need to go without action in Congress. We've got to pass some laws to deal with this. Now, I was heartened by the fact that 2 years ago, we finally did a gun safety law, the Safer Communities Act. And it was the first gun safety law we passed in 30 years. And it was modest, but it did save lives. But clearly, in the wake of what happened just the other day in Winder, Georgia, it's not enough. And the least we can do is move forward on the bipartisan spaces where ordinary people agree. Clearly, there's a disconnect between what the people, the American people, want and what they're able to get out of their government. Again, 87% of Americans believe in background checks. And yet I hear politicians say that it's not guns who kill people, it's people who kill people. And yet we don't even want to know who those people are. We won't even support.
Senator, just yes or no, though. Should she support the mandatory buyback program? Just a yes or no.
Listen, look, as a pastor, I've done buyback programs. You can pick this issue or that issue. But I think that, yeah, again, there's not one single thing that will make all of this go away.
Will not talk about, and he basically says he supports buyback programs because he's done it. So what they want to do is, and I listened to the Democrats talking about this over the weekend, they want to do mandatory background checks. So basically, they want to be able to control that, and they want a mandatory waiting period with the background check for anybody. So my question is, what if you need it and they don't want you to have it? Okay, they add you to these, you know, TSA lists where they pull you aside. What if they add you to that list and then you want to buy a gun and they add you to a background checklist, a waiting period timeline, and you're waiting 3 years? Just like the fact they go, no, we don't want to ban you from owning it, but now you have to subscribe to our bureaucratic, obscure, shrouded in secrecy process with a undefined waiting time on our terms if you want it. That's not the spirit of the Second Amendment. It's unbelievable how people don't realize that. Now, if they said, oh, we want a waiting time, but it can't be more than 7 days, otherwise it's automatically approved, they would never say that. Because this is their disingenuous plan. Just like they go, no, we don't want to ban it. But then they, in blue states, they add these insane registration fees. Okay, registration fees mean to do it and to own it and to have your Second Amendment, you need to pay thousands of dollars of fees. Licensing fees. What if you can't afford that? They don't want middle America to own the firearms. That's why. And the worst surrogate of all is our good buddy Tim Walz. Okay, Mike Crispy's mortal enemy. And back and forth. I hope one day I meet this sorry son of a bitch. I really do. Because, you know, people say, oh, Mike, you talk about Tim Walz and, you know, the children, and you got to leave the children out of politics. And I agree with leaving the children out of politics. I wasn't even really coming at the kid. All I was saying was that, you know, I'd want a father who instills values of decorum and resiliency, okay, at all moments. We want strength. But Tim Walz directly targets the most vulnerable, innocent children. Not just saying something about how they're raised and their parenting, like I might have, but by literally assaulting them in the most personal way possible, coming at their genitals and their sexual preferences. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, Tim Walz would have been hauled off in a paddy wagon, and he probably would be facing charges, life in prison, or the death penalty for something like this. Roll, Frankie.
And we did something a little bit. We banned banning books, especially banning LGBTQ books for themes in that.
So he says we stopped banning books, the LGBT books. What he's not saying is what those books are. Those books describe oral and anal sex to first graders, in many cases, gay sex to first graders in the elementary school libraries. That's disgusting. That is the enablement of pedophilia. In any other civilized society, at any other time period in the history of the world, you'd be done for that immediately. But the Democrats have now said that in unison. That's their disingenuous lying line. Oh, we stand against banning books. It's disgusting. These are the surrogates of the Democrat Party. I loathe them. You should have zero sympathy for them. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
A joke.
An absolute joke. All right, guys. Well, listen, we appreciate you all tuning in. We love you so much. And we want to thank our next sponsors of this broadcast. Our next sponsor of this broadcast are our friends on over at Gold with Crispy. Guys, head on over to goldwithcrispy.com right now. Our friends at Genesis Gold Group. And if you fill out the form in their site, you will get a free gold IRA guide, a free gold investment guide. Guys, it has never been a better time to buy gold and silver. It is at a 10-year high. And obviously, your 401ks and your retirement accounts, well, the value in that is sinking through the floor because the inflation is running rampant and nobody seems interested in stopping it. Guys, physical gold and silver is the answer. So, guys, Genesis Gold Group are the folks to talk to. They have a very transparent model. They're faith-based folks. They're good folks. Okay, they've been endorsed by Mike Lindell. They've been endorsed by so many people. And that is because they do it in a way, okay, that is more transparent than the other gold companies that we have seen, okay? So, guys, goldwithcrispy.com right now. And if you want to get just free physical gold and silver right now in small batches, okay, get a prepper bar, but we call it a crispy bar. Go to crispybar.com right now, and you can get wallet-size gold and silver like you see right here. So if you just want to buy it, if you don't want to do retirement, you know, partial rollovers, if you just want to buy some gold and silver, just go to crispybar.com. Okay, also, additionally, our friends on over at collect45.com, you know, if you want to own a piece of history, guys, go to collect45.com right now and own a piece of history by getting these amazing gold, silver, and copper coins that have President Trump's most historic moments minted on them for the history of time. We see the way that the Democrats are trying to erase, oh, I'm dropping the coins. We see the way that they are trying to erase history, okay, by banning things and censoring people. This cannot be censored. President Trump's most historic moments on these coins minted on them from the last 9 years of this historic political run. And obviously, like I said, the coins are made with real gold, real silver, and real copper, so you know they have value and it is quality. I even saw the Democrat troll accounts, Ron Filipkowski, whatever his name is, he was actually posting these coins like it was a mockery. But I'm like, hey, Ronnie boy, are you the one who's invested in paper dollars and you're losing all your value as you get a couple of dollars from the Democrat Party to sell out completely and sell out the future of your country, you sick blank? Yeah, that's you. Okay, so guys, real gold, real silver, real copper coins, collect45.com. And you can get right now the fight coin. That's my personal favorite one. It is still available. I believe it's shipping now. So guys, go to collect45.com and order that today. You will get 20% off your order with promo code CRISPY. It makes an amazing gift for any occasion. Frankie, how are we doing?
We're doing great. I'm just looking forward to tomorrow. That debate is going to be magical. Magical. I can't wait.
I can't wait. It's like a mini Super Bowl shaping up. So we're very excited for it. We are we're going to be obviously doing a debate party in New Jersey. We're working on finalizing some details on that. But if we don't have the debate party, well, then we will do coverage in the studio. So we'll see. But I think we will have the debate party. We'll definitely do some live streaming from the debate party. Jeremy will probably be streaming something and I'll hop on it or whatever. Remember last time I was in Seaside Heights, when we did a debate party. So you're not going to want to miss our coverage. Make sure you're tuned right here for the debate. Let's go. Frankie, let's roll right back in.
We're going to roll on into it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, many people saw what happened in Georgia, the utter tragedy. And we covered the way that the mainstream media politicized the horrific shooting that occurred in Georgia. We saw the way that they manipulated J.D. Vance's words and inflamed the situation intentionally when it was a time that we can all come together to say that the shooting was obviously horrific and we need to do things to address the root cause of why this happened. Think about this for a minute. Gun laws in this country have not changed. They've only gotten stricter. But what has changed in this country is the way that children and adolescents have been exploited, both in the media, both in the classroom, with these books that Tim Walz likes to talk about, by activist teachers and teacher unions that demand for some sick reason that the pedophilia content be added into the school. The only thing that's changed in this country is a surplus of prescription drugs being doled out to students like it's candy, Chris, altering the chemical compounds and makeups of their mind.
Bingo.
That's what's changed in the last 50 years. Frankie agrees. That must mean I'm onto something. So that's what's changed. So anytime a tragedy occurs that involves a child shooting a firearm, I ask a very simple question. 50 years ago, did children have access to their parents' firearms? Did children have firearms? Did they shoot them for fun? Did they shoot on rifle teams? Did their parents have guns that were available in the household? Meaning like, you know, the kid could find it if they really wanted to? Yeah. But this never happened. And now it happens at an alarming rate. And Democrats like to say that Republicans want to bury their head in the sand and not address it. I want to address it. You know how I want to address it? I want to address it by arresting people like Tim Walz, who say that the LGBT pedophile gay sex curriculum and books that they have in first grade school libraries, that might be contributing to kids not feeling so normal about themselves and then going to a doctor and then the doctor prescribes them a drug and then they take the drug and then they are isolated and they have no friends and they have no normal social upbringing, not doing things that children have done for the last 60 years in this country. And then they spiral and then they become like this young individual you see on the screen. It was coming. We knew it was coming. There are reports that not only was this individual on the FBI's radar, but this individual's own mother cried out for help. And we're too preoccupied with stopping illegal migrant crime and giving migrants hundreds of millions of dollars of resources instead of giving resources to the mentally disturbed, like what this individual clearly was. Roll this, Frankie.
From family members and a classmate about what they say happened the morning of the shooting. Cole Gray's aunt telling ABC News details first reported in the Washington Post that the 14-year-old's mother called a school counselor the morning of the shooting to warn them about an extreme emergency. The Post reporting that the suspect's mother texted her sister, saying she told the school counselor to go immediately and find her son to check on him. The 10-minute call apparently came at 9:50 a.m., according to the suspect's aunt, nearly a half hour before the suspect allegedly opened fire.
So, just like with Crooks and the shooting in Butler, Pennsylvania, we have another shooting where there was enough time for a good guy with a gun to go in and stop it. If the mother said that there was a dangerous emergency situation, why didn't five armed police officers, I know it would have been a little traumatic, but why didn't five armed police officers barge into that room, everybody down, surround the kid, get him into a mental institution immediately when the mom said that? It's tragic. Or were they being politically correct to a substrata of people, I guess, who they want to pass through and become their future voters? This is a very interesting excerpt I saw from CNN that needs more attention. Read this carefully. They're talking about the shooter. The account referenced Adam Lanza, the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooter, and in separate posts, talking about the shooter's social media, shared a desire to target an elementary school and expressed frustration with the acceptance of transgender people. Now, why is that written like that? Think about it for a minute. Expressed frustration with the acceptance of transgender people. That makes you go, hold on a minute. I read that and I actually said, that's kind of weird the way they're phrasing that. Are you saying that he was upset that transgenders were being accepted in the school? So he was anti-trans? But if he was anti-trans, that would be the headline. Anti-LGBT shooter. But they say it like this, which says that he was frustrated with the acceptance of transgender people, writing it in a way that insinuates that he was upset that transgenders were not more widely accepted in the Georgia school. A school, I imagine, again, per capita, Georgia, you know, they probably aren't as, you know, pro-tranny as they are in the New York public school system. So I would bet any amount of money that this is worded carefully for a reason. And it has CNN complicit. It has CNN having blood on their hands because they're looking the other way in addressing and sorting out the root cause of why this happened. And the reason that I say that is because they know that it happened this way because of the way they covered up by the way they're carefully wording this article phrasing. Frankie, do you agree with me?
100%, Mike. I mean, it's so obvious. Same with the manifesto that we never got to see. I mean, it's so obvious. The language is so weird. It's just like you are dodging right over that. It's CNN needs to, you know, come out and actually, like, they need to be accounted for, like, held accountable for this. I mean, it's
they
just
are
a joke.
They are complicit. When they act like that, they are 100% complicit. It is so disgusting. All right, guys. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap up the show. Do not go anywhere.
Wild.
Grinding. All right, guys. We appreciate everybody tuning in. We appreciate you guys watching. We love you so much, and we love our sponsors. And you know what we really love? We love our good friends on over at OFP Farms. Guys, remember this? Oh, beautiful. Head on over to OFPFarms.com right now, everybody. OFP Farms has beautiful, handmade, handcrafted, small batch, high quality, premium ingredients, goat milk based soaps, lip balms, lotions, beard products, you name it, available for purchase. I hear they even might have toothpaste soon. OFPFarms.com right now. They even have the incredible packaging. You see, it's beautiful, but they even have the Trump, We the People packaging. Okay, it's amazing. This is the Goat Kisses lip balm. I got it right here. I use the Goat Kisses lip balm. Smells amazing, feels amazing. Really is a phenomenal product and brand. And my question to you is, one, why would you support the big box stores, okay, that hate you, that are selling you cheap chemical compounds that they call soap, that are poisoning you? Your biggest organ in your skin is your biggest organ is your skin and your body. So why would you poison yourself? And two, why would you not support the people who watch this show every single day? The OFP Farms, we love them. We love Denise. We love Dr. Go Kisses, Papa OFP. We love everybody. I know you, Frankie, says that they're just, that's just their username. But if you're going to do anything related to OFP, we love you. So OFPFarms.com, promo code Crispy for 15% off your order. Go get it today. We love them. All right. And now a word from our last sponsor of the show tonight. And they are friends and over at iTarget Pro. Guys, head over to iTargetPro.com right now and use promo code Crispy for 10% off your order. You guys see what the migrants are doing. You see the way they are flowing into our cities and our communities. They are causing great levels of crime. And I'm telling you, police response times are at an all-time high because, you know, Frankie, they need to respond to calls about migrants eating cats and ducks and birds. Yeah, really normal. So you might need to defend your house. You might need to be able to defend your home and shoot more straight in your home now more than ever. Or you just want to target practice. You want to, you know, be able to save money, not, you know, shooting your costly ammo. Guys, that is where iTarget Pro comes in. It is a laser firearm home training system that you can use in the comfort of your own home. It is a laser bolt that's loaded into the chamber and it dry fires into the target. You're able to sync it with the app. It's so easy to use and you are ready to go. So guys, iTargetPro.com, go get it today. Promo code Crispy for 10% off your order. Frankie, let's roll right back into it.
Ooh, Mikey, we're going to roll back into it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, over the weekend, President Trump had a massive campaign rally in the state of Wisconsin. Now, he has to speak in front of the bulletproof glass, which is a shame, but, you know, we're the party of violence, and the Democrat Party is the party of, you know, peace and love. They didn't have to speak in front of bulletproof glass. It's pretty interesting. But President Trump was in Wisconsin campaigning. And I really love the messaging right now. He's on message. I'm told from my sources, okay, that he's locked in. He's doing a lot of debate prep right now. He's actually being debate prepped by Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard, who decimated Kamala Harris in 2020, she was, according to my sources, was at Mar-a-Lago yesterday, okay, debate prepping with President Trump. Has been back and forth. Great news. And I love when President Trump says things like this, which is going to inspire the base to continue to support. I love this messaging, Frankie Roll.
The moment we win, we will rapidly review the cases of every political prisoner unjustly victimized by the Harris regime, and I will sign their pardons on day one. I will sign it on day one. Right? Day one. We will completely overhaul Kamala's corrupt Department of Injustice and turn the Injustice Department back
in. That is the most important thing. If you normalize putting people in prison and prosecuting them for their political beliefs, you don't have a country anymore. That is why from the time Trump gets elected to the time that he is sworn in, he needs to have a team of people looking at every single case in rapid fire so on day one he could sign those pardons. Obviously, the Democrats do not want a reason. They don't want any common ground. They don't want any middle ground. They wouldn't have done this if they wanted that. That is why Department of Justice cleaning it up is so important. I love the messaging. I love the prep. I love where we are right now, headed in tomorrow. All right, guys. Want to thank you all for tuning in. We love you. You guys know what we do in this program. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. And you better believe we're just getting started. We thank you for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow on Debate Day.